Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. Greetings from Jesus, our Lord and Savior. It's been a blessing to be here this morning already, and thank you for those words, Andy. That song touched my heart as well. I just had to think, where do we find ourselves this morning? Thinking about that, sin can never enter there, and. This morning I was thinking of maybe talking a little bit about that, as I guess my thoughts would be on more on what God is trying to do to make so that we can enter there, so that there is no sin in our life. But, I just had to think, as we were preparing for the fall benefit, I was asked to share a children's lesson in a couple weeks, and my mind immediately went to the grilling that we were planning on doing in the next several days. And I kind of wrestled with that for a while, and it just didn't seem like the Lord was bringing anything, giving me clarity of mind or anything on what to share there. And I finally just left it and thought, maybe at some point it might be good for an opening. And so when I was asked to share an opening, that came back to my mind, and it's been something I've been thinking about here in my own life, so I don't feel qualified to stand up here and speak about this. It's I still have a long ways to go in this area, but so what I was thinking about is as we put the meat on the grill, on the hot grill, to me, the raw meat doesn't smell very good, and I'm sure it doesn't taste very good. I've tried it as a boy, and there's nothing very appealing to it. I'm sure it could be done if it was necessary, but to eat it and get nourishment from it. But I had to think, neither do the things of the flesh smell very good to God. And so therefore, he's trying his best to help us through life to get rid of the things that hinder us and that are not things of God. So there are things that could be hiding in meat that is not prepared properly that can make us sick and have the potential to kill us. And as I was thinking, it and so it is in our spiritual lives as well. If we do not let God do his work in us and remove those things, then that can it can lead to spiritual death. And so I'd like to read here a couple passages of the things God wants to remove from our lives. The first place I'd like to read is Galatians 5, 16 through 21. He says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And also I'd like to read Colossians 3, 5, oh, there's a couple different verses, verse 5, 8, and 9. Colossians 3, 5 says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry." And which are, there's a lot of the same things there as there was in Galatians. But then verses 8 and 9, he says, "But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, and lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." And so, a lot of what we read there, we would consider as being big sins, as being pretty big sins, and we would be, shocked at a lot of those. And they are. They are. Sin is sin, and we need to look at it as that. But what about the unkind things we think about others, maybe, or maybe just being a little deceitful, maybe not saying the truth, but in a way that kind of makes people think something different than from what. Makes them think what we want them to think instead of what, being completely transparent, or even getting frustrated with other drivers out on the road. I have a little bit of experience with that. Not just drivers, but even people in general. I've been doing a little bit of door dashing here and there, and it's they don't give you a lot of time to get done what you need to do. And so if somebody's just driving slow, or if they're cut out in front of you, and it kind of puts you to the test sometimes. So what about those things? Those are even pride. Maybe we have hidden pride in our heart, in our lives, that we may not even know about, but God is trying to sanctify us from those things. And I guess my title this morning what I was thinking was maybe God's sanctification. So some of them other things we tend to look at as just not very significant, but I believe they are very important to God. And He wants us to be free from them so that we can fully live for Him and do His will to the fullest. He wants to sanctify us from those from our lives if we allow Him. So I had to think, what would happen if the meat wouldn't cooperate? It would jump around and complain about how hot it is. I know it's not a perfect example of us and God, but it. Just jumping around is not cooperating. It could potentially turn the wrong way and fall through the grates and be burned, and therefore become useless to us. It's just a bitter taste. We don't like it that way. Or it could just lie there, waiting for us to open the lid to check, see how it's doing, see if it's how it's coming along, and then just jump out. And fall on the ground. Then it becomes covered with dirt and filth, and we just discard it. We know the Lord doesn't just discard us, but it. How often do we complain about the things that He is the things that come our way that God is trying to help us to see something in our own life, we're not thankful. We're complaining about it. We're just overall just not seeing the big picture. Or then we just return to worldly things. We turn to things of the flesh, and we get all filthy and dirty in that way. I think we can take care that we don't do that. We want to see God's heart in the whole thing. I mean, we can be encouraged to know that God, if we turn to Him and submit to Him, surrender everything to Him, He will not give us more than we can handle with His help, even though we don't feel His presence at times. Galatians 5:16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And also, I guess, verses 16 and 17, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. So we're in the midst of that trial, and we're being unthankful, we're fighting against God. That's our flesh fighting against the Spirit. If we can just surrender that whole thing to the Lord, then He can have His way. Just like we were right there watching the meat, keeping the temperature just right, the fire just right. We can smell the good smells coming from the meat, and whatever else we do to make it so that it comes out just right, to bring joy to our taste buds and so that it isn't harmful to our bodies. So God is right there with us, encouraging us not to give up, not to try to escape the removing of the filth from our lives. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So he is not doing it for our harm. He's doing it for our good. He can see the end result if we only just surrender and submit to Him in that trial. There's another portion of Scripture I'd like to read, 1 Peter 1:6 through 9. It says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And that is what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for the saving of our souls. So the Lord, He loves the smell, the wonderful smell of the filth of the flesh being removed from our lives. I believe there's one place in the Bible it calls, I'm not sure what it's called, but I kind of took that phrase, a good-smelling savor. I believe that's as we are letting the trials cleanse us and purge us. That's just a wonderful smell to our Lord. It brings Him glory and joy to see His children submit to that and become more like him. Just like we eat the meat and it nourishes us, so can believers that allow themselves to be sanctified nourish the body. So I'd like to read another portion of scripture, or two portions, and to look at some of the fruit that God's looking for. That would be in Galatians 5 again, verses 23 to 26. No, it would be verse 22 through 26. So, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And then the other portion would be in Colossians 3 again as well, verses 13 through 17. No, I'm sorry. It's starting in verse 12, going through verse 17. It's put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So I believe that's the fruit that will come out of our lives if we let the trials that the Lord allows in our lives to sanctify us, to make us better, to just turn to him and allow him. Just surrender it all to him and just wait on the Lord. So, and I this morning I don't feel like I'm complete 100% at that place. So, but there's always room to grow, and those are some things that I've been pondering in my life. So I would just like to close with, or leave us with these words from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. He says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." So may we, as we go through our through life here, may we just continue to allow the Lord to do his work in our life and not get discouraged, not give up. Let's not turn to things of the world. Satan's out there. He wants to get us just as much. Well, not just as much, but he's wanting to ruin God's plan for us. So, I'd like to just have a prayer and then close with that. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we just thank you for your wonderful work of salvation, Lord. Thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed, and also, Father, that you raised him from the dead, Lord, that we can have new life, and that he was an example for us, Lord, how to live. Just pray, Father, as we go through this next week, that we can look to you, we can search our own lives, let you search our lives, Father, and just surrender to your will for us, Lord, for we know that you have our best interest in mind, and just to allow you to show us anything in our hearts, Father, that is not how you would have it to be. And if there's any sin there, Lord, just pray that you would reveal it, that we would be willing to see it and to bring it to you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, and we pray for Moses as he preaches the word to us, Father. Would you please feed us and help prepare our hearts to receive what you would have for us. And we thank you and we praise you, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.